Fox Tuesday. Seth Green and Giovanni Ribisi are the best of friends with the worst of dads.
My dad quickly closes the laptop every time I walk into the room.
My dad can clear his throat for 50 minutes of a 90-minute movie.
Now they're moving in.
Stay out of the bathroom between 3 and 4. That's my go time.
And there's no way out.
Your father made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
With scotch?
He said it was for dipping.
Dads, a new comedy, premiering Tuesday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another after show for East Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 8, Episode 14, Backdoor Bruiser. Yeah. Speaking of bruises and backdoors and all that good stuff, I'm your host, Jason Eichler.
And I'm Danica Kennedy, and I brought my friend Alina with me today. She does comedy writing, and she also watches The Kardashians, so she may add in a few things on tonight's episode.
Yes. Hello, Alina, and my name is Keaton Markey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justin Nichols, and I've missed you all so much.
I know. I've missed you guys, too, and I'm so happy to be back in the studio to talk about sex.
We're going to talk lots about sex tonight, but before we get into sex, let's talk about comedy.
Okay.
Because, you know, Fox Tuesday has some new comedies. They're almost here. Tuesday, September 17th. Don't miss the premiere of Dads, the new Fox comedy from the creators of Family Guy and Ted, which I know you all love. Seth Green and Giovanna Ribisi are the best of friends with the worst of dads. And when their dads decide to move in, there is no way out. It's the premiere of the new comedy, Dads. Then you have the right to get excited about the Andy Samberg being in the show that critics call the best new sitcom of fall. It's Fox's new comedy, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the new office comedy about the law without the order. Andy Samberg stars in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, premiering after Dads next Tuesday, September 17th, only on Fox.
And speaking of order, there is none of it right now in the studio.
Chris!
It has all gone wrong here on AfterBuzz.
Okay,
that's enough.
If you're watching on YouTube, you will see that we are literally shaking.
We're literally humping.
We are, and my parents are at home watching, ashamed of me right now.
But sorry, Mom.
A reenactment.
I was not
of a reenactment just now.
Guys, Bruce and Chris have a sex tape, which is why Danica and I just made our first sex tape.
It was supposed to be
share that.
Make sure you watch and rate us on YouTube for that one.
Yeah, it was 5 stars. For
also,
that.
iTunes. Yes.
It's very classy. So, show we're conducting here
I don't even know how to top that.
What were we talking about?
I mean,
I know.
Woo! Is it hot? Right. So, no. Let's talk about my love, the Lord Scott Disick, and the amazing Kourtney Kardashian decide to reenact the sex tape that Chris and Bruce kind of mentioned slightly.
Now, I want to say that it took this long for Bruce and Chris to come out and say we made a sex tape. How much shit did they give Kim back in the day, like when her tape got released? Like,
well,
I remember
Chris
reading things about Bruce saying, like, obviously you never want to find out that somebody made such a stupid decision, but like we're standing by her. Like, Bruce, you did the same thing.
And meanwhile, Chris, the mom, is being like, woo, Kim, sex tape, let's sell
it. Ship it out, let's make some money.
Kendall, yeah. When are you doing yours?
First of all, we've talked about this on many, many episodes, but I absolutely love how much the Kardashians talk about sex so openly, but I don't always agree with Lord Disick, I'll be honest. However, today I completely did. He was right. Bruce is so critical of them, and then he's the one making these sex tapes 20 years ago.
Well, and I think the difference is that the Kardashians are just vocal people, and they do it in kind of like a humorous way, so it's just funny. Like, oh, mom and dad made a sex tape. Did you do it missionary style?
But when they brought it up, they were at dinner, and Bruce said something to everyone, like, let's not talk about sex in front of the 17-year-old. And then Chris comes up, oh, my God, we made a sex tape back in the 90s. And she just starts talking about it. And it was right after Bruce said, let's behave ourselves.
I feel like what they're talking about, too, like, Chloe's taking these dirty pictures, which aren't even that dirty, for her husband. So that's not, like, something I think you need to hide from your 17-year-old.
No, they were nice photos.
Like, that's pretty wholesome,
I mean,
say.
But if I don't know, seeing both sides of it, if you think about what, like, Kylie and Kendall have already been probably immersed in and exposed to, it's probably a lot worse than the fact that their parents had a sex tape. But it's also, like, come on, they're 15 and 17 years old. Like, they've been... Like, just let them be kids. Like, yeah. It kind of breaks my heart. And it even goes into Kendall wanting to, you know, get her own house. And it's just like, are you serious? Like, Kendall, like, you're 17.
But 17-year-olds have sex.
That's true.
And you know, like, just saying. And you know the Kardashian girls are. Because that's what family does have lots and lots of sex on camera.
Well, Kylie and Jaden Smith? They're, like, rumored to be hooking up right now.
And Jaden Smith is friends with Justin Bieber, so you know that it's getting on, Kylie. You go, girl.
You get some. That breaks my heart.
So anyway, though, it was really great, though, because, you know, everyone always thinks of Chloe as the funniest one of the sisters. However, you have to give Courtney a lot of credit, because she always thinks of these great pranks, these great ideas.
Because, wait, what was the guy we had before?
Todd Crane.
She's
always anti-Chris. This is Todd Crane.
She's always behind them recently, though, because she was behind the placenta and Todd Crane.
And
I love it, too, because she's had the most interesting relationship with Chris. They haven't always got along. So when she pranks her, I think it's really funny.
Because a little bit of it is out of spite, don't you think?
Yeah, it makes it better for some reason. And plus, in the sex tape that they did, she looks exactly like Chris with the wig on. It's hilarious.
So they first go searching for Bruce and Chris's sex tape.
All throughout the house.
And funniest moment of the episode, I think, is when Chris walks in and Court's like, oh, we were just playing hide and seek. Nothing going on here, nothing to see.
It was great. Yeah, so they decided, since they cannot find the sex tape, the next greatest thing would be to dress up as Chris and Bruce from 20 years ago and do a redo.
Oh, my God.
Who thinks of this?
So funny. And, of course, they don't do anything small, so they bring in their hairstylist and they have all these wigs.
Cut. And they have this camera from, like, 1984. It looks super sketchy, like an old creepy porno would be filmed with it.
And Rob is the one filming, which is even more, like,
of course, creepy.
He's the one who wants to get into porn anyway, right?
He talks about that. He should.
Not anymore.
It's true. No, not in front of the camera. Behind the camera. Like, you should make the porn, Rob. Don't be in it.
The director.
And I like how she had the robe on. She had the white wine. I mean, they had it down pat from 20 years ago.
And they put the voices over from home videos. They took their actual voices. So when they showed it to Bruce, he freaked out and thought it was actually him. And they totally got him on this
one. It is a little weird if you think about it, like... I'm like, oh, it's the Kardashians. It's so funny. But if I was going to reenact a sex tape and, like, play my dad, like, what?
Yeah, what?
It's not his dad. It's his father-in-law.
Even creepier. His father-in-law.
It's weird that I think it's more weird that Courtney's playing her mom and, like, having sex with her stepdad.
I love when they're making it and Courtney's like, this is actually how Scott has sex.
The one leg up, like we just did.
Yeah, that's our go-to sex tape
that they did of the sex tape, basically.
Maybe if you're lucky, we'll give it to you again at the end.
Maybe.
Well, I was thinking too, how funny would it be for the poor PA that works on Keeping Up with the Kardashians? You know, he goes home to his roommate after a long day and like, what'd you do at work today? He's going to say, oh, I dubbed in groaning sounds of the Kardashians for a sex tape. I mean, like, some poor person had to dub in all
that. That sounds
voices.
Like a dream job, actually.
You guys, Jason might be looking for a new job.
I know.
He wants to make Bruce Jenner sex tapes.
Maybe not. Whatever, I'd do it.
Scott was so funny, though. Like, Courtney looked exactly like Chris, and Scott, I forget what he was saying, but he was like, I'm an Olympic athlete, and I do that.
Oh, my God, yes.
I forget what he said. He was doing hair flips and, like, spanking her. It was just ridiculous, but in the best way possible.
Well, and I love when they go to show it to Bruce. First of all, the Jenner boys just don't think it's funny. If you look at, like, Brody and Brandon's reactions, they're just, like, sitting there, like, stern.
Why
but
so serious,
Bruce
guys?
Thinks it's his legit sex tape. Yeah. So he runs upstairs, which... if that's what their sex tape is really like, that is boring as hell. They're wearing clothes.
And does he not recognize what his wife looks like?
Well, they kind of had like the wine glass in front of it, I feel like.
Yeah.
And still, like, I feel like if you made a sex tape, like, you're gonna have some better, like, a better idea of maybe, like, that it's not in your new house. I don't know. Like, it just seemed, I just feel like it almost seemed a little, like, fake.
The only reason that I think maybe he would justify that is just because they always go out of their way to, like, prank each other.
Yeah.
So if their sex tape did exist, I could see them, like, hiring a private PI to find it. Like, that's a very Kardashian.
Yeah.
They always
you mean
do
Kim
this.
Yeah,
Kim, yeah, loves
Kim
the
always
PIs.
Does the private investigator stuff.
The creepiest looking private investigators ever, too. Like the one from the season with the mustache.
Yeah.
It was gross. But
love that.
At least they did tell Bruce, though, after he ran away like a little girl. He did tell him it wasn't him and he came back down. And they all watched it together as a family. And
well,
we were all joking about
and
it.
And Keaton said while we were watching, too, she's like, I love that this is like a Full House moment.
Yeah, it's like at the end of each Kardashian episode, it's like it is like a Full House episode. It's just like there's something to be learned at the end of the day, and Bruce is like, "They got me. I guess I'm too hard on the kids."
If you're the skankier version of Full House,
exactly. If you're ever reenacting your parents boning, there's a lesson to be learned.
They're always.
Oh, my mom would kill me if I did that.
Well, you just did
well,
it.
You kind of
did. But I wasn't impersonating her and her boyfriend. Hey, at least. That's better.
Danica's mom, I'm gay. You have nothing to worry about.
No worries.
We're all good. So speaking of memories that we want to forget.
Chloe,
I don't ever want to forget that. I'm kidding. That was the best moment of my life.
You better not forget
Chloe is apparently has like Alzheimer's dementia. Is, I don't know
Alzheimer's.
If that's like, I just combined the two.
Alzheimer's.
Is that the thing? I don't know. I know nothing about medical things.
Alzheimer's,
I just know
guys.
About having sex.
It's a new disease.
So anyways, she doesn't have any childhood memories and she keeps forgetting things and they'll bring up things. And there's like a montage of all these times in the past, which I kind of remember Chloe like not ever remembering things.
Yeah. That's interesting because they weren't really quite sure how it happened because there was talks of maybe, I think when she was 16, she was thrown out of a car. Remember,
which
she went through the windshield.
I don't remember this. Like,
so,
when did this happen?
This was before the Kardashians were the Kardashians.
It's
I
weird
think
to think that
was,
they had stuff happen in their lives that we don't know about.
Right.
Like,
I know,
that's not right.
What?
That never happened to Chloe.
But then they thought maybe it was just because of the traumatic of her, you know, losing her father and all the drama that was happening before he died. So they're not quite sure this episode where her memory lost. Work. You know,
well, and it all starts at the chiropractor when they find out about that thing, and I just want to talk about that because all those cracks and stuff that they were doing to Courtney were so gross.
Have you guys ever been to a chiropractor?
I love the chiropractor.
No.
I've never been, but I want
to
go now.
You have to go. It's the best thing ever. They'll crack every bone in your body, and it just, like, realigns yourself, and you feel, like, 3 inches taller and amazing, and then your back goes out of place, like, 3 days later.
I heard once you start going to a chiropractor, then you're forever going to be going.
You're addicted because it makes you feel so much better. But I crack my neck all the time. I'm, like, horrible. I have a bad back.
Well, if anybody knows about good chiropractor, let me know because I'd like to try it out.
Tweet at us.
Tweet me a good chiropractor.
It's funny. People that go to the chiropractor when they watch, you know, people get their back cracks, they're like, ooh, that sounds like it feels good. And then the people that don't, they're like, ew, it's so gross.
Oh, I know. I couldn't watch it.
But yeah, but it was that doctor, though, at the chiropractor that was kind of like, maybe you do have something more serious wrong.
How hot was that doctor, remember? By the way? Can we just
that
talk
was.
About this? He was, like, mixed steamy. Like, hello, like, he Kardashians, where are you finding your doctors at?
He can
at?
Crack my back
help
any
a
day.
Girl off.
Not where they find their hypnotherapist or
I know,
private
that's true.
With the plywood over the windows in this episode.
I know. Who's ever casting
place.
For Kardashians, keep casting the hot ones. We don't want to see these nasty porn stashes or creepy ass it's hypnotists.
Like, well, she ended up going to hypnotherapy to try to recover some of her memory, but before they do the shots inside the office, they do a shot of the outside and the sign, and it just looks so sketchy.
So sketchy.
You think they would step it up more since they have Kardashian money?
Yeah. But I guess there's not really, like, legit hypnotherapists, are there?
Yeah, there are.
You're now going to get a rap of people on Twitter.
I know. Bring
guys,
it.
I want
bring
you to
it.
Tweet us a good hypnotherapist. We want to put Jason through the ringer with
yeah.
him.
I know. I would love it.
Would you guys do that?
Yeah, I would.
We should do it right here on After Buzz.
I would, too, but I don't believe in it, but I would do it and see it. I would give it a shot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's that movie where the guy, like, hypnotizes people to take their money? I don't know. That magic movie with the guy from the Facebook movie.
Kardashians.
Anyways, it's good. Yeah, so they go through, like, old pictures to see if they spark a memory for Chloe. And she's kind of being a little bit dramatic. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember this picture. I don't remember that. And then when she finally gets to the hypnotherapist, it's, like, super deep. I got chills while we were watching. Because they bring up all these childhood memories about OJ. Which, you forget that Chloe was so young while it happened. But Chris wouldn't let her and Rob see their dad because obviously their dad was OJ's lawyer and Chris thought OJ allegedly killed his wife.
And Chris, that was her best friend.
Yeah.
Like that, like it was Uncle OJ and Auntie Nicole.
I'd actually love to hear Chris's opinion now about it all. Because obviously,
it's been
this
so
is my
long.
Opinion and not After Buzz's, but he killed her. So,
if the glove doesn't fit,
I know.
Like, seriously.
Oh, wait.
I think so too. But I feel like they've talked about this throughout the seasons of The Kardashians about the whole OJ trial. And I feel like it's affected Khloé more than any of the girls for some reason. I feel like she was at that age, you know, her parents were going through a divorce and all this was happening. She probably partially blocked it out on accident, you know, subconsciously. And then, you know, a car accident doesn't help either.
No.
No.
And I think, too, when you're that age, you're, like, old enough to understand what's going on, but not old enough to form, like, your own opinion about it.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a weird phase for that sort of trauma to happen.
Yeah, she's trying to, like, trust her mom, but then it's, like, her, like, you know, she's like, well, wait, daddy's, why is daddy a bad guy now?
And then why is Uncle OJ killing his wife? So much going on.
Well, and it's, like, and it's not just, like, what you hear from her parents and stuff, but it's also what she sees in the media. And, like, it was all, I even remember when that trial was going on, and I think I was maybe in, like, I was maybe 10 or 11, like, and I can distinctly remember seeing that on the Today Show.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but there used to be this whole drama scandal about Khloé possibly having a different father, and OJ might have been the father because they think she's part black. Do you remember that whole drama? That probably screwed her up, too, at that age, hearing things like that. Yeah. Poor girl.
Can we just give a shout-out to poor Khloé? Because I know Lamar is going through a lot of stuff.
And we're going to talk about all that news and gossip.
But, like,
she's a trooper.
Khloé. She is a trooper.
Well, if this OJ thing did anything, it prepared Khloé for everything that's coming her way right now.
Oh, gosh.
Media attacks.
I just want to give Khloé a hug. Me too.
We'll hug you, Khloé.
Well, do you know who hopefully doesn't have the same issues as Khloé is Kendall.
Yeah, but before we talk about Kendall.
You don't want to talk about Kendall yet?
Well, we should talk about Cereal Buddies.
Yes.
We should talk about Cereal Buddies. Go for it.
Cereal Buddies is a serial killer comedy movie made by the people here at AfterBuzz. And all of the proceeds go back into AfterBuzz, so we can continue to give you these great podcasts that sometimes include sex scenes for free. And it's got a lot of great people. Maria Menounos is in it. Beth Bear is from Two Broke Girls. Kathy Lee Gifford. Artie Lang. And there's like 18,000 other people I'm forgetting. But it's really funny, and it's $4.99 on Amazon and iTunes. And links to download it are on SerialBuddies.com. So check that out.
Do it.
Do it.
Check it out. Kendall?
So Kendall... we're finding is kind of a Jenner.
Yeah, for sure.
In the way that she's boring and doesn't like to have a good time like the rest of the Kardashians.
Oh, leave Kendall alone.
She's not as glamorous. She's not a girly girl, even though she is this super hot model. I feel like Chris and Kim, they're very like, oh, we have to go to the mall and get our nails done.
I feel
done.
Like Kylie's that way, too.
And Kylie like, is very much a Kardashian. Most of the girls are very, like, glitzy and glamorous. And Kendall's, like, the chill, shy
like
one that wants to go
almost.
Surfing.
Yeah.
She's kind of tomboyish, even though she's, like, a beautiful model.
Yeah, but can't say she's boring, because in this episode, you see her out surfing. She wants to go get this really big, rad old pickup truck. I mean, dig it. I think she's probably the coolest one
boring.
Of the two younger sisters.
See, I mean boring in the way that she won't, like, talk about sex with her mom and... I don't know.
Yeah, she's definitely more of a Jenner than
she
is the Kardashian.
I think she's really mature for her age. I feel like she's kind of has her own profession now. She's been forced to grow up very quickly, but she's accepted it and she's done very well for herself.
It's kind of almost scary though how she like will hold it over her parents because she wanted this truck obviously, and she's like, "Well, mom, it's my money. I can buy the truck." And it's like, you created a monster, Chris.
I wish I had that kind of money when I was 17. I wish I had that kind of money now.
Please. Yeah, so she wants to buy the truck, and then she apparently blows off Chris for a lunch date at their house. And so anyway, then she gets Chris confronts her and says, why are you pulling away? You know, I didn't raise you to just blow people off like this. And then she says, I was with Brody, and I don't know.
And it was kind of weird to me that Chris was so upset that she was with Brody. Like, you need to take time for family.
That is family.
Just as much her sibling as any Kardashian.
Yep.
But I do feel like, I mean, they'll never admit this, but I do feel like there seems to be a little bit of a rivalry with Chris when it comes to the Kardashians versus the Jenners. And I think that anytime any of the girls hang out with the Jenners, Chris is like, what's wrong with the Kardashian side?
I think part of it, too, is all that drama that kind of unfolded over this season where the Jenners were so standoffish to Chris.
Yeah.
So I think she still probably resents that a little bit.
I don't know. I think it's really nice to see that Kendall is having some time to hang out with her Jenner side. And I like seeing the guys, like, more and more I like seeing the guys being involved in the show because it is, they are a part of the Kardashians, technically.
This is what I want to talk to you guys about because she said, like, now that Brandon and Brody are more in our lives, do you think they've always been this much in their lives and it's just now on the show we're seeing it? Or do you think that it's kind of, like, coincided?
I think it's new.
I think it's new as well.
Disagree. I think it's a new development on the show. They needed more characters for this season because it started to die down.
That's kind of how I feel.
But I think the Jenner families have always been close and been hanging out. I really do. I think that they're so used to making reality television that they really are good now at painting this life based on how they want the show to go as far as, like, the plot lines and everything. But I think they really have been close to the Jenners.
And I think when you have cameras around you that much, you kind of mix, like,
reality
and reality TV, mm-hmm. and your worlds kind of combine.
So when she said, now that we're hanging out with them more, probably she means now that we're hanging out with them more in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. I feel like they probably had a relationship and they kind of have, you know, amped it up that they haven't, like, as part of the plot line. But I feel like, I mean, I'm going to get so much hate on Twitter for saying this. I feel like they've been kind of pulling random family members from the woodwork to bring more characters
like
onto
Todd Kranz.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of coincides with the fact that Khloé and Lamar can't be on the show anymore together. Kim and Kanye can't be on the show anymore together. Courtney's not showing her kids anymore. Kim's not showing her babies. So there's, you know what I mean? The only thing Rob does is eat. So there's literally nothing, you know what I mean? There's less personal things that they can cover or that they haven't already covered.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
good point.
All the older girls are kind of entering parts of their lives and that they want to keep more private. They're kind of realizing how important privacy is where, like, their lives for the past 8 or 10 years, I think, have just been completely out in the open. And they've been fine with it. They've loved it. It's made them who they are. It's given them a household name. But, you know, now that they're like, oh, crap, they kind of have a new taste of the real reality because they have spouses now. And they're like, oh, crap, like, I don't want to expose my kids to this yet. Like,
well, that's what I think. They've all been so open about exposing themselves. But now, like, with Khloé right now and with Kim and the baby, it's, like, actually impacting their personal lives and not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, which is wise, I think, that they're taking a step back from doing everything.
And they've had so much success by now. They have so much money saved up, I'm sure, that it's not as big of a concern.
Exactly.
I mean, they have books and perfumes, and they endorse so many different things. They can kind of, you know, hide away now. Like, Kim and Kanye, they have so much money. They don't need to work ever.
They have more money than Jesus.
Jesus, Kanye.
God. Speaking of people that need Jesus, let's get into some news and gossip and talk about Lamar.
Aww.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Good transition, Lamar.
Thank you very much.
Fill us in.
Yeah, so there's been a lot happening. I mean, because we are on vacation last week, so we have 2 weeks of gossip with this whole Lamar thing. And we had talked about it our last episode about how this was all starting to go wrong because last time we had talked, Lamar was kind of missing. Well, he came back, you know, as you know, to the Kardashian household. Then, on August 30th, the last thing he needed, he got a DUI. So
for driving too slow. That's why he got pulled over. He was driving like 40 miles an hour on the 101.
Yeah, I was right here in Los Angeles on the 101. Gets pulled over.
That's like the worst thing you could... I mean, driving drunk is bad anyways, obvious if
and
you're
after
driving
doing
too slow.
That multi-day... alleged crack cocaine binge, then to come, I mean, your career's already teetering as far as being an NBA player, and then to go and now get a DUI, things are not looking good for him. So apparently now the rumors were out there that he did agree to go to rehab, which is great, you know, and I was like, good for him, he obviously needs it. But now the reports are out there that he went to rehab for 1 day.
Less than 1 day.
That's it. That's crazy. 1 day. And now apparently there's rumors, once again, this is all very much new and it's happening, but apparently now he's back MIA again.
Aww.
Well, and I heard too that, because there's all these like allegations about him and other women, and I read something somewhere that Chloe like walked in on him and a girl and like pulled him away. Like, there's so much crazy stuff going on.
I heard that too, and I also heard that Chloe wasn't really upset about the cheating necessarily, because she just cares about him and wants him to get better, because she knows that he's going through all these drug problems. But poor girl, she's been through so much. I mean, she's, you know, moved to Texas for his career and kind of like followed him through the ups and downs of his life. And then now he's going through all these drug problems and running away. And I hear that he's kicked out of the house now. And I feel bad for her.
I feel so bad for her.
You know, and I have a question, not only for, you know, all of us here in the studio, but for everyone that's watching at home or listening on a podcast right now, please give us your feedback. I'd be interested to know and report back next week. How long do you think Courtney will stick with him and be by his side? I'm sorry, Chloe, pardon me. Because she's always been very adamant saying, I'm by his side, I'm there to support him. But eventually, if he doesn't get better, and he's probably going to lose his NBA career, potentially, he's going in and out of rehab. I mean, do you think that in a couple months or a year from now, this keeps up, that you could see Chloe saying,
you know,
I'm done?
I think she's probably already checked out, but I think she's a good enough person to care about him as a person. Mm-hmm. So right now she's focusing on getting him help and then worry about everything else after the fact. Mm-hmm. But if he's cheating and really on all these drugs and driving drunk all the time, he needs help. And I think that's like her concern.
I feel like we might have something like a Sharon Osbourne, Ozzy Osbourne type thing. Sharon was a very strong, independent woman, and Ozzy had all these drug problems, probably like cheating things as well. And she, like, she stayed by her man. She gave him tough love, absolutely, but she has still stayed by her man. And I feel like Chloe is loyal like that, and I, like you said, she's the type of person who she cares so much, she just wants him to be able to get better. So, and I don't think Lamar will be able to get through it without her.
Yeah.
He doesn't have very many other people in his life.
Well, and he's gone to rehab in the past, too. So this drug addiction thing isn't any sort of new.
Well, and this is my question. He's played, like, the past couple years with the NBA. I know he went to, like, kind of, like, not an actual NBA team, but kind of one of the filter-in teams for the NBA. How does he, if he's been on crack cocaine and continuously played for the NBA, how has this not come out before? I just don't understand how you can be on crack cocaine and then going to an NBA and playing in an NBA game. It just doesn't make sense to me.
He went to rehab last August or October or something for, I think it was Adderall, alcohol, and prescription drugs, and then this year it's become like more and more
Why don't they like have watch him or like I don't get it how like.
Well, I don't know how it works for like drug tests and stuff, but I don't think it stays in your system that long.
I think also that he has been having drug issues, but you know, I read somewhere that obviously if you have a drug problem, you're not under control at all. But apparently it was somewhat controlled for a while, that he was doing it during his like off seasons, and he'd clean himself up and he'd go do his seasons where he was able to compete at a high level. And then once he had time on his hands, he went right back. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure towards his last season or two, I think it was to the point where he was definitely doing it during the season.
And I think for me, what upsets me the most about it is that Chloe's trying to start a family with him.
Yeah.
And she's been trying to have kids for so
and
long.
Maybe it's like, maybe shooting blanks.
Is I don't
okay, do that?
Like, is that,
Chloe's
is that
been
what
blaming
drugs
herself.
Do?
But Chloe, that's what breaks my heart. I mean, you know, maybe it's, you know, a blessing in disguise now that she hasn't gotten pregnant.
She's not
going to
have a drug
kids.
Baby.
But, like, but still, like, she, like, poor girl's been probably blaming herself, like, thinking she has fertility problems, and her, you know, husband is out there, like, doing drugs. And yeah, he could be shooting blanks. Who knows?
Well, what's interesting is we saw on the episode that we're talking about tonight, they said, coming up this season, they talked about all the new dramas that will be happening this season, and one of them is they're going to start focusing on Chloe's issue with pregnancy, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Lamar, how's Chloe, and to see if they do end up airing that, if they're going to pull it.
I think they're going to cut it.
I think they're going to pull Lamar out, too.
I think they're going to pull Lamar out, but I think they're going to have to cover this.
Somehow.
Because if they still want people to perceive the show as real, and they cut this completely out, then that's going to be really bad for ratings and bad for the show. I think they'll do it in a very sensitive way, but I think we'll definitely see
very surface level.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, Khloé and all these false media reports. You know what I mean? They're going to cover it, and she's going to say in one of her, like, little confessionals, like, it's really hard to try to get... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to... Yeah, but we'll see something, I'm pretty sure.
Do you guys think if he just went to, you know, a nice rehab in Malibu for a month and then came back, everyone Lilo would style. Have a whole new, you know, respect for him and kind of... You know, maybe take him back in. I feel like Khloé's a very forgiving person. And if he just showed the effort, she would take him back in.
He's going to go to rehab, get better, and then if Chris's show gets picked up, she will have an exclusive interview and ratings spike. We can make money off of this, Chris.
Dun, dun. Speaking of making money, let's go on to a little bit more happy news or pleasant news. One... Kim Kardashian, she must be a huge fan of our show and our looks because she's now has joined our team and has now become a blondie.
Blondes have more fun.
Yeah, so
what do you guys think of the look on her?
I think it looks good.
I think she looks fab. Like, you go, girl. You just had a baby and, you know, good for you. I think she's still glowing. I love how she's kind of toned down the makeup a little bit and her style's a little more casual. But, you know, she's still the same old Kim, but, like, the blonde is definitely, it's like...
Well, and I just read somewhere that she might go with Kanye on tour.
Oh, that's cool.
Good for you, Kim. Yeah.
I like that she toned down her makeup now that she's a mom, because it's kind of weird to have your mom with, like, big fake doll lashes all the time. I feel like she has that more natural...
I mean, I think that's going to come back. Yeah, I was going to say, that's how she's grown up.
But I feel like she's embracing the motherhood and kind of going with it now. And I like the blonde... You know, it's fun to switch up your
blondes have more fun.
And with the blonde hair, she might be doing Playboy.
That's right. That's correct. Well, she mentioned it on... It was on the show today that it was just a brief one-liner, but
it was in the preview for the coming up in the season.
But then I was also reading today that, yeah, apparently she's been working so hard to get her body back. You know, we've all been hearing about this, and she's been going crazy to get her body back immediately. It's because there's rumor. I think at this point it's only just a rumor that, yeah, she is going to do Playboy. And apparently, Kanye is, like, all supporting this. And he said that if she's going to do it, he's going to go and be there and support her at the studio.
Is he
going to
be in the pictures with her?
I doubt it. But she's going to go on tour with Kanye, and then Kanye's going to go and be there to support her.
Do you think she's going to do full nude?
Was it that Janet Jackson picture where she had, like, the hands over
her? Oh, my God, yes.
I'm like, I want one of that with Jesus.
She won't do it full nude, no. But I think it's going to be pretty risque.
Okay, I'm excited for that.
I bet he's supportive of it because he knows that's going to make her get back into shape.
Yeah, get that body
back.
Get the
body
back.
Oh, alternative motives, alternative motives.
You go, Kanye.
You guys want to get into predictions real quick?
Yes, let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, who wants to go?
Well, this is... It's not the season finale, this episode,
but there is
going to be a little break for a few weeks. We're not exactly sure why. Maybe it has to do with Lamar. Who really knows? But we're going to have kind of a few weeks off because the show's taking a few weeks off, and then we'll be back. But I know. You're going to miss us so much. Tier,
I jumped.
We're going to miss you guys.
Scared the crap out of me.
Did it really?
I jumped, yes.
You were like, oh, my gosh, where did that come from?
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, Playboy's coming up, the baby stuff with Khloé. I'm still excited. I'm a fan of the show. I can't wait to see what's coming up next, but I don't really have many predictions.
I think, as we already talked about, like, Lamar, I think, is going to be cut out a little bit more from this season now that we know, like, what's actually going on. And I think that they kind of previewed, like, oh, Kim and Kanye are almost here with the baby. I think that the season finale will probably be them moving into Chris's house, because I think after they probably moved in, Kanye was like, turn the cameras off, get out of my, you know, like, I think they were very adamant about not being filmed and not having the baby on the show.
That's right. I'm excited for the show to get back. I don't know when that's going to be. Hopefully very, very soon. But I really do think, even if they don't touch on it on the show, if they cut it out, I think that we are going to see, even if it's temporary, I'm sadly thinking that Khloé and Lamar are going to have a separation. That's why things come in the news.
I agree.
I think so, too.
What I would like to see on the show is, like, Kendall and Kylie have some little, like, romance flings or something.
I want to see Jaden Smith.
Yeah, bring that on.
Come on, Jaden.
So we will be back in here whenever they start airing new episodes, sometime in the near future. But in the meantime, you can follow all of us on social media. Where can they get you guys?
You can find me online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at Danica Kennedy.
And you can find me on Twitter at KeatonM33 and on Instagram at Keaton33.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Justin J. Nichols. Also, I got a new social media app. Have you guys seen this? It's so cool. It's called Feed, P-H-E-E-D.
No.
It's like a combination of Twitter, Instagram, Vine. You can do everything on it.
So
I'm now on Feed at Justin J. Nichols as well. I have a million social media apps.
I have too many things already.
I know.
P-H-E-E-D. Join it.
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler, and we will see you guys in here next week. Or not next week. Soon.
Very soon. Mwah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Oh, my gosh.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.